Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. Gallery Weekend Berlin in one word? Overwhelming. Over 50 galleries on the docket, countless more hosted openings, and plenty of hype. Some of the most interesting work on view cuts right through to a more serious issue.
Currently, the melting of the Greenland ice sheet and also glaciers, the melting of those cause the sea level to rise. And the sea level rising causes the destruction of the low-lying atolls. If you shrink that reality a million times and use that same element as a drawing technique on paper, so that can maybe create elegance.
That's Chinese artist Yi Dai. In her show at the House of Igorin, Dai reflects on the year she spent teaching English in the Marshall Islands. This wall installation is a hand-drawn map of the atoll. Onto each island, Dai placed an ice cube.
So the melting of the ice cube here smudges and destroys the originally neatly drawn map of the islands or of the atolls. And obviously they create an elegant painting, but the action themselves are actually destructive.
The contrast between elegant art and destruction echoes across town. Take Julien Charrière. He once did a piece where he stood on top of an iceberg in Iceland and tried to melt it with a blowtorch. For Gallery Weekend, his show features craggy gray rocks that look like asteroids. They're shot through with veins of colorful precious metals. Charrière makes them himself by melting discarded electronics into artificial magma and letting it cool. At Perez Projects, Frankfurt-based artist Mike Boucher is showing sumptuous oil paintings of wet trash that he photographed outside a waste treatment facility in Switzerland. Huge, candy-colored glass bottles stand in the middle of the room. They look like 2-liter Coke bottles, grotesque, oversized cousins. When it comes to the Marshall Islands, House of Igorin curator Angel Esmeralda and Yi Dai are thinking a lot about trash as well.
So you can see one television screen is leaning against the wall, but almost 90 degrees in the wrong direction. And this was also coming out of another thing we spoke about, which is these trash islands in the Pacific that are huge, and that pieces of these come off and they land on the shores of these atolls, which have never had anything to do with this culture of industry and consumerism, but it ends up there.
For example, the plastic objects from China or certain recycled cell phones from Europe and certain, say, canned food from America, they're kind of the lower end of globalized products that all came together in a random Pacific island.
It's not that Dai, Charrière, or Boucher are explicitly political. It's that they bring the hard-to-grasp issue of climate change down to earth. And even though Gallery Weekend is over, the shows are still on view until June. For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.